It's going to be mostly sunny and hot today, a high near 91. Slight chance of rain and thunderstorms tonight. Tomorrow, sunny and hot, a high of 90. And right now, 64 degrees at KU.
Good morning. President Biden is...
Good morning. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Jay Schaefer. It's 6:04. The Johnson County Sheriff has been investigating voter fraud for almost 3 years, but so far nothing has come of it. Sheriff Calvin Hayden launched an investigation into irregularities in the 2020 election in Johnson County. But now that investigation is over and it has produced zero convictions. Sam Zeff reports.
Hayden made his decision public in a news release posted to social media. Political opponents said Hayden was caught up in an election conspiracy theory. But in his statement, Hayden said he was investigating complaints from residents about the security of voting machines, drop boxes, and how ballots were transported to the election office. The investigation produced one case that the district attorney declined to prosecute. Hayden's decision comes just a month before the Republican primary, where he faces a tough race against Doug Bedford, a former Johnson County undersheriff. I'm Sam Zeff.
Kansas health organizations have received a total of $1.3 million in grants from the state health department to reduce chronic disease risks. As Rose Conlon reports, many will focus on tobacco use.
Kansans making less than $25,000 per year and those with poor mental health are much more likely to smoke cigarettes, as are American Indian and Black Kansans. Danielle Ramirez with Tobacco Free Wichita says that's partly because of targeted advertising by the tobacco industry. Her organization is receiving part of the grant money to fund tobacco recovery efforts, including a program that helps pregnant women quit smoking.
Pregnant people are very motivated to quit for their health and the baby's health. So getting them connected is something that we'll be working on over the next year.
All Kansans who want to quit can get free coaching, nicotine replacement therapy, and more at ksquit.org. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Rose Conlin in Wichita.
Recent severe rainstorms in eastern Kansas have raised water levels in local rivers and streams, causing flash flooding, which occurred over the 4th of July weekend. Alicia Ellingsworth is the co-founder and executive director of the KC Farm School in Kansas City, Kansas. She says it's not just the water that poses a challenge for farmers and backyard gardeners.
So the unpredictability is extreme. I would also say that the wind that comes along with these storms is causing a lot of damage.
Ellingsworth works with local growers and says that many rely on farming high tunnels that can be undone by strong winds in the summertime. Big 12 Commissioner Brett Yormack believes the league has clearly solidified itself as one of the nation's top three conferences. While the league's past national champions, Oklahoma and Texas, left for the Southeastern Conference, Yormack touted the additions of Arizona, Arizona State, Colorado, and Utah that are making the Big 12 a 16-school league. He says it's the deepest football conference in the nation. Yormack made the remarks at Football Media Days in Las Vegas on Tuesday. This is Kansas Public Radio News.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Sach.
At StonebackAppliance.com.
It's Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for tuning in. 6:19 is the time. In about 10 minutes, we'll have a summary of news headlines. And then coming up later this hour on Morning Edition, we will meet a young girl from Salina who was born without fingers on one of her little hands. But she is taking great inspiration from the adaptive open golf tournament underway in Newton. In fact, she's there right now watching golfers with various disabilities. She thinks she may want to play golf one day.
Support for KPR comes from Audio Reader, our radio reading service for the blind and visually impaired. Grateful for the generosity of all donors to help meet annual programming needs. Donation information is at reader.ku.edu.
Well, the Royals-Cardinals game got rained out yesterday. It wasn't even held, in fact. Postponed due to showers left over from Hurricane Beryl. So the Royals and the Cardinals have scheduled a doubleheader for today. First game will happen right after the noon hour, about 12:45. So the Royals and Cardinals game postponed due to rain from Hurricane Beryl, but the cross-state rivals will play a split doubleheader today at Busch Stadium. The first pitch for the opener, 12:45 this afternoon. Sunny skies right now in Lawrence, 64 degrees. Topeka and Manhattan, 63. Kansas City, sunny and 66. In Chanute, 65. And in Emporia, 63 degrees. It's going to be another hot day with a mostly sunny sky. The high temp near 91 today. Tomorrow, sunny and hot, a high of 90. Weather Service says we do have a slight chance for showers and thunderstorms today, about a 20% chance. Once again, sunny and 64 at KU.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inske.
Person being followed by killers.
Learning to live a normal life with a target on your back. On All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered from 3 to 7 today here on Kansas Public Radio. Ashton Hooper is a fourth grader in Salina who was born without fingers on her left hand.
When we were in Salina, I thought that I was the only person with a little hand, and some people would stare at it.
Coming up in this next half hour, we'll meet the little girl who is finding inspiration while watching others with disabilities play golf at the U.S. Adaptive Golf Open, underway this week in Newton.
Live, we've got your back at StonebackAppliance.com.
Sunny skies and hot weather for eastern Kansas today with a high of 91. The Weather Service has been sneaking around and inserting a chance of precipitation in the forecast for tonight. About a 20% chance for rain and thunderstorms tonight, and that is a somewhat new development. We will see if it comes to pass. Otherwise, tonight, humid, low of 68. Tomorrow, sunny and hot, high of 90. The rest of this week, sunny and hot.
Support for NPR comes from this...
This is NPR News.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. This is FM 91.5 in Lawrence and FM 90.3 in Chanute.
Support for KPR comes from the Cider Gallery, a unique gallery space featuring works by local and regional artists, open Fridays, 1 to 5, and by appointment. Details at CiderGallery.com.
Ashton Hooper is a fourth grader in Salina who was born without fingers on her left hand.
When we were in Salina, I thought that I was the only person with a little hand, and some people would stare at it.
Well, coming up next on KPR, we'll meet this girl who is now finding inspiration while watching others with disabilities play golf. It's all happening at the U.S. Adaptive Golf Open, underway this week in Newton. The forecast for today, sunny and hot, a high of 91. It'll be humid tonight. We have a 20% chance for rain. Overnight, low of 68. Tomorrow, sunny and hot, a high of 90. By Friday, we'll hit 95. Saturday, 95. Sunday, 98. And by Monday, temperatures could hit the triple digits. Right now, sunny and 65 at KU.
My name is Tony Cavan, and I...
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jay Schaefer. The final round of the U.S. Adaptive Open for the world's best disabled golfers takes place later today in Newton. As Greg Eklund reports, the event has not only created better awareness of disabled golfers, but it's proved to be inspirational for at least one young golfer from Salina.
Meet Ashton Hooper, who will be a fourth participant, has grown. So many people wanted to play this year that, for the first time ever, golfers had to make it through a qualifying round just to compete. In Newton, Kansas, I'm Greg Eklund.
What do you think? Was that story worth hearing this morning on KPR? I say yes, and that's why we're bringing it to you. Your support of this station makes stories like that possible. So thanks for being a KPR subscriber. We'll continue to bring you the news as best we can. It's Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio at 6:50.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Farmers Market every Saturday morning from 7:30 to 11:30 at 824 New Hampshire Street, downtown Lawrence. April through November, rain or shine. Find Lawrence Farmers Market on Facebook for more information.
Sunny and hot weather in store with a high of 91. The Weather Service has inserted a 20% chance for showers and storms in our forecast for tonight. Otherwise, just humid with a low of 68. Tomorrow, sunny and hot, a high of 90. The high temps will steadily increase until we get to Monday, when we'll have a high of 100 degrees. Right now at the University of Kansas in Lawrence, sunny skies, 64. Manhattan, 63. Chanute, 65. And in Emporia, sunny and 64 degrees.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, providing solutions for mold, asbestos, and other indoor environmental quality issues since 1982. For clients ranging from private homeowners to realtors to corporations. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com.
Coming up later this morning on KPR One, we'll listen to heavenly music from 800 years ago. Music by Hildegard von Bingen, which inspired Aaron J. Kernis to write his Musica Cellistis string quartet. Did I get that right? In the 1980s. Cordelia and the Classics from 9 to noon today on KPR One.
Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
VHD One, Olsburg, Junction City, and KANQ, Chanute. You'll find us on Facebook. Visit us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Good morning. Former President Trump is days from his party's convention. The party platform makes promises written in all caps. So what does he plan to do if voters return him to power? It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Coming up, we reveal information about death row in Texas. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. State law shields information about the process of lethal injection in Texas. An NPR investigation finds where the drug comes from. Also, Alec Baldwin's manslaughter trial begins, and we have advice to help pets with the heat. It's Wednesday, July 10th, the day in 1509 when John Calvin was born. He gave his name to a branch of Protestant thought and later became the namesake of a boy with a tiger in the comic strip Calvin and Hobbes. The news is next.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The NATO summit is underway in Washington. NATO leaders, including President Biden, will hold a key work session today. They're focused on supporting Ukraine as it resists Russia's invasion. Biden has a full schedule today. NPR's Tamara Keith reports he'll also speak to a meeting of union leaders.
Biden is stopping by the AFL-CIO Executive Council meeting. The Labor Federation represents more than 12 million workers in the U.S. from 60 different affiliated unions. It endorsed the Biden-Harris ticket early and has been vocal in standing by the president, even after his disastrous debate performance last month. The AFL-CIO has pledged to mobilize millions of union households to vote for Biden come November. This meeting comes as the president is working to shore up support from key parts of the Democratic base. In the next several days, he will also be speaking at the NAACP National Convention and the Unidos U.S. Annual Conference. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
Former President Donald Trump was at one of his golf clubs near his Florida home yesterday. He is challenging President Biden to another debate this week.
I'm officially offering Joe the chance to redeem himself in front of the entire world.
Trump also challenged Biden to a golf match. The Biden campaign said that the president doesn't have time for, quote, Trump's weird antics. A spokesman said the campaign would challenge Donald Trump to follow the law, but, quote, he breaks it. Former Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley has released her presidential delegates. Nearly 100 delegates were pledged to vote for her at the upcoming Republican National Convention. She is urging them now to support Trump. Haley was not invited to go to the convention. However, she says it is still a time for unity. The Montana Supreme Court will hear oral arguments today in a climate case brought against the state by young people. Montana Public Radio's Ellis Julin has more.
The state of Montana is appealing a lower court ruling that sided with the 16 youth plaintiffs. That judge found the state's fossil fuel-friendly policies contribute to climate change and violate the plaintiff's constitutional right to a clean and healthy environment. The state appealed the decision, saying Montana is not solely responsible for climate change, so the state cannot fix it. Montana's case was the first youth-led climate lawsuit to go to trial last June. This hearing comes on the heels of similar climate litigation led by the national law firm Our Children's Trust. A group of young people in Hawaii recently settled with the state's transportation department, and cases are pending in Alaska and Utah. For NPR News, I'm Ellis Julin in Missoula.
Extremely dangerous heat remains parked over nearly all of the western U.S. Forecasters say about 140 million people are under some kind of heat alert. Las Vegas could set a record today. This may be the fifth day in a row Vegas gets temperatures of 115 degrees or hotter. This is NPR.
And good morning. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Jay Schaefer. It's 7:04. The Johnson County Sheriff has been investigating voter fraud for almost 3 years now, but so far nothing has come of it. Sheriff Calvin Hayden launched an investigation into election irregularities regarding the 2020 election in Johnson County, but now that investigation is complete and it's produced zero convictions. Sam Zeff reports.
Hayden made his decision public in a news release posted just a month before the Republican primary, where he faces a tough race against Doug Bedford, a former Johnson County undersheriff. I'm Sam Zeff.
Singer-songwriter Melissa Etheridge is profiled in a new docu-series titled Melissa Etheridge, I'm Not Broken, in which she performs for imprisoned women. The musician from Leavenworth had a film crew document her 2023 live show at the Topeka Correctional Facility for Women. In the series, Etheridge meets and corresponds with several inmates, learning their stories. She recently spoke to the Associated Press about her emotional live performance, her new studio album, rather her new live album, and connecting with the incarcerated women. Melissa Etheridge lost her son to opioid addiction at the age of 21. This series will begin streaming on Paramount Plus this week. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment has awarded 17 grants worth a total of $1.3 million to organizations across the state to reduce chronic disease. The money will go to programs that address tobacco use, increase access to healthy foods, and promote physical activity. Mindy Barnett is a section director for community health promotion at KDHE.
Promoting the increase of physical activity within their community obviously helps with obesity and heart disease and those kinds of things. So it's kind of the preempt of turning into a pretty significant chronic disease.
Other grantees will use the money to help low-income seniors buy fresh produce and help prevent youth tobacco addiction. Barnett says cigarette use among adults has decreased in recent years, but vaping has increased among young people. And the Big 12 Commissioner Brett Yormark believes the league has clearly solidified itself as one of the nation's top three conferences. While the league's past national champions, Oklahoma, and Texas have left for the SEC, Yormark touted the additions of Arizona, Arizona State, Colorado, and Utah that make the Big 12 a 16-school league. He says it's the deepest football conference in the nation. Yormark made the remarks during football media days in Las Vegas this week.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News.
Well, this ain't Texas Hold'em, but it is Kansas Public Radio's Morning Edition. Thanks for tuning in on this Wednesday, July 10th.
Support for KPR's Community Spotlight comes from the Sunflower Foundation in Topeka, with a mission to serve as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org.
In about 10 minutes, we'll have a summary of news headlines. Later this morning on KPR One, some heavenly music from 800 years ago by Hildegard von Bingen. Now, what Hildegard von Bingen wrote 800 years ago later inspired Aaron J. Kernis to write some music of his own, a string quartet that was laid down in the 1980s. Be listening for that music in the 10 o'clock hour this morning. Plus, something called the Upstate Rag. We'll also have some older music by Giovanni Gabrielli for brass, Handel for solo violin, and Mendelssohn's First Symphony, and much more. Cordelia Brown has the classics from 9 to noon today on KPR One.
Support for KPR comes from Culinaria, featuring made-from-scratch Mediterranean-inspired cuisine, thoughtfully curated wines, and both classic and craft cocktails. Menu and more at culinariafoodandwine.com.
Mostly sunny skies, hot weather in store for us, a high of 91. Tonight we have about a 20% chance for rain, maybe some thunderstorms. Probably not, but there's a 20% chance. Humid weather tonight, a low of 68. Tomorrow, sunny and hot, a high of 90. On Friday, we'll hit 95. Saturday, 95. Sunday, 98. And by Monday, we might hit 100 degrees. Here at the University of Kansas in Lawrence, we have sunny skies and 66 degrees. Manhattan, sunny and 65. In Chanute, it's 67. And in Emporia, sunny and 66 degrees.
Life with a target on your back. On All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered, beginning at 3 o'clock this afternoon here on Kansas Public Radio. Laura Lorson will be your host from 3 to 7. Sunny skies and 67 degrees here in Lawrence. It's going to be sunny and hot all day long, a high near 91. We have a chance, mind you, for showers and thunderstorms tonight, about a 20% chance. Otherwise, humid, a low of 68. Tomorrow, sunny and hot with a high of 90. Right now, sunny, 67 at KPR.
Live from NPR News, that's something Biden insists he won't do. This is NPR News from Washington.
And good morning. This is KPR News from Lawrence. I'm Jay Schaefer. Reducing chronic disease, that's the goal of grant money coming down from the Kansas Department of Health and Environment. Kansas health organizations across the state have received $1.3 million in grants from the Kansas Department of Health and Environment to reduce the risk of chronic disease. As Rose Conlon reports, many of those efforts will focus on tobacco use.
Kansans making less than $25,000 per year and those with poor mental health are much more likely to smoke cigarettes, as are American Indian and Black Kansans. Danielle Ramirez with Tobacco Free Wichita says that's partly because of targeted advertising by the tobacco industry. Her organization is receiving part of the grant money to fund tobacco recovery efforts, including a program that helps pregnant women quit smoking.
Pregnant people are very motivated to quit for their health and the baby's health. So getting them connected is something that we'll be working on over the next year.
All Kansans who want to quit can get free coaching, nicotine replacement therapy, and more at ksquit.org. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Rose Conlin in Wichita.
It'll be a flashback to the 1980s at a concert in South Central Kansas later this year. This fall, a musical lineup of 80s pop stars will perform in Mulvane. The four acts include A Flock of Seagulls, Naked Eyes, Wang Chung, and The Escape Club. They'll all be performing September 6th at the Kansas Star Casino. Singer, songwriter, and rocker Melissa Etheridge is profiled in a new docu-series titled Melissa Etheridge, I'm Not Broken, in which she performs for imprisoned women in Topeka. The musician from Leavenworth had a film crew document her 2023 live show at the Topeka Correctional Facility for Women. Her new series begins streaming on Paramount Plus this week. And Ashton Cooper is a fourth grader in Salina who was born without fingers on one hand.
When we were in Salina, I thought that I was the only person with a little hand, and some people would stare at it.
Coming up on KPR, we'll meet this little girl who is now finding inspiration while watching others with disabilities play golf at the U.S. Adaptive Golf Open, which is underway right now in Newton. In Major League Baseball, the Royals and Cardinals game at St. Louis got rained out Tuesday night. The cross-state rivals will play in a split doubleheader later today at Busch Stadium. The first pitch for the opener will be at 12:45 this afternoon. Sunny skies, 67 degrees right now. We'll have a high later today near 91. Slight chance of showers and storms tonight. This is Kansas Public Radio News.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. This is NPR News.
Your place to find NPR News, it's Kansas Public Radio. Sunny skies, hot weather expected, a high of 91. Tonight we have a slight chance for showers, about a 20% chance, a low of 68. Tomorrow, sunny and hot weather, a high of 90. And every day that goes by between now and Monday, it'll just get a little bit hotter every day. On Monday, we should have a high of 100 degrees.
Support for KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, offering live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Green Lady Lounge is located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City. Information at greenladylounge.com.
Here in Lawrence and in Topeka, sunny skies, 68 degrees. Manhattan, 67, Chanute, 69, and in Emporia, a sunny sky, 68 degrees. Coming up next, an inspirational story. Are you ready for something inspirational? We will bring it to you. So don't touch that dial.
Support for KPR comes from Lovegrass Music Festival, a nonprofit music festival at Lake Wilson near Lucas, Kansas, featuring national bluegrass talent and a family-friendly atmosphere. Open to the public August 8th through 10th. More at lovegrassmusicfestival.com.
At NPR, it's our job to be skeptical.
So tell me, why is this not already happening?
And provide context to the day's headlines.
Where does this leave U.S. efforts to try to broker a ceasefire to end the war? Where does it stand?
This is independent reporting you can trust. This is NPR.
Good morning, I'm Steve Inskeep. Kendrick Lamar and Drake spent the early part of the year in one of the biggest rap feuds of all time. They've been releasing records hammering each other. And after all those diss tracks, we have a winner, Tam's Burgers. The burger spot in Compton, California was featured in Lamar's latest video, and the owners say they've had a 40% spike in customers. Apparently nothing sells burgers like a rap beef. It's more...
This is Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jay Schaefer. The final round of the U.S. Adaptive Open for the world's best disabled golfers takes place today in Newton. As Greg Eklund reports, the event has not only created better awareness of disabled golfers, but it's proved to be inspirational for at least one young golfer from Salina.
Meet Ashton Hooper, who will be a fourth grader this fall in Salina. She made the trip to the U.S. Adaptive Open with her dad.
When we were in Salina, I thought that I was the only person with a little hand. And
I'm Greg Eklund.
Sophia Howard will be teeing off at 8:47 this morning. She's tied for the lead in the upper limb impairment category at the U.S. Adaptive Open, underway in Newton, Kansas. Incidentally, Jay Hooper and his daughter Ashton plan to follow Howard on the course again for the final round today. That story was made possible by KPR's sustaining members. If you enjoyed hearing it, consider becoming a sustainer yourself. It's easy and highly affordable. I should know, I'm a sustaining member myself, and I don't have a lot of money. Check it out. Become a member or a sustaining member at kansaspublicradio.org. And thanks.
Support for KPR comes from Stoneback Appliance in Lawrence, locally owned for over 50 years, featuring new and used appliances from Maytag, Whirlpool, and more. We've got your back at stonebackappliance.com.
Later this morning, we'll listen to some heavenly music from 800 years ago. Who even knew they had music 800 years ago? Well, Cordelia Brown knows it, and she'll bring us the music of Hildegard von Bingen. His music inspired Aaron J. Kernis to write music of his own, a string quartet in the 1980s. Be listening for both those selections in the 10 o'clock hour this morning. Then Cordelia will bring us the Upstate Rag and some older music by Giovanni Gabrielli for brass, Handel music for solo violin, plus Mendelssohn's First Symphony and a whole lot more. I can't even get to all of it. Cordelia Brown has the classics following Morning Edition and the 9 o'clock news. If you're listening to KPR2, stay with us for the BBC News Hour at 9 a.m. It's sunny and 69 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence.
Workers get more.
Broadcasting from the University of Kansas since 1952, this is Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. K210 CR in Atchison 89.9. And K25-8BT in Manhattan at 99.5. You'll find us broadcasting online all the time at kansaspublicradio.org. Feel free to download the absolutely free KPR app for Apple and Android devices. It's 8 o'clock.
Good morning, President.
Support for Biden. Jung Yoon Han, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR.
And this is Kansas Public Radio News. Good morning, I'm Jay Schaefer. Reducing chronic risk and disease, that's the goal of grant money distributed to health organizations across the state by the Kansas Department of Health and Environment. The organizations have received a total of $1.3 million in grants to reduce the risk of chronic disease. As Rose Conlon reports, many of those efforts are focusing on tobacco use.
Kansans making less than $25,000 per year and those with poor mental health are much more likely to smoke cigarettes, as are American Indian and Black Kansans. Danielle Ramirez with Tobacco Free Wichita says that's partly because of targeted advertising by the tobacco industry. Her organization is receiving part of the grant money to fund tobacco recovery efforts, including a program that helps pregnant women quit smoking.
Pregnant people are very motivated to quit for their health and the baby's health. So getting them connected is something that we'll be working on over the next year.
All Kansans who want to quit can get free coaching, nicotine replacement therapy, and more at ksquit.org. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Rose Conlin in Wichita.
The Johnson County Sheriff has been investigating cases of voter fraud for almost 3 years now. Sheriff Calvin Hayden launched an investigation into election irregularities in the 2020 election in Johnson County, but now the investigation is over and it has produced zero convictions. Sam Zeff reports.
Hayden made his decision public in a news release posted to social media. Political opponents said Hayden was caught up in an election conspiracy theory. But in his statement, Hayden said he was investigating complaints from residents about the security of voting machines, drop boxes, and how ballots were transported to the election office. The investigation produced one case that the district attorney declined to prosecute. Hayden's decision comes just a month before the Republican primary, where he faces a tough race against Doug Bedford, a former Johnson County undersheriff. I'm Sam Zeff.
Singer-songwriter Melissa Etheridge is profiled in a new docu-series titled Melissa Etheridge, I'm Not Broken, in which she performs for imprisoned women in Topeka. The musician from Leavenworth had a film crew document her 2023 live show at the Topeka Correctional Facility for Women. She recently spoke to the Associated Press about her emotional live performance and connecting with incarcerated women. Etheridge lost her own son to opioid addiction at the age of 21. Her new series begins streaming on Paramount Plus this week. It'll be a flashback to the 1980s at a concert in South Central Kansas later this year. This fall, a musical lineup of 80s pop stars will perform in Mulvane. The four acts include A Flock of Seagulls, Naked Eyes, Wang Chung, and The Escape Club. They'll be performing September 6th at the Kansas Star Casino. In Major League Baseball, the Royals and Cardinals game in St. Louis got rained out last night. The cross-state rivals will play a split doubleheader later today at Busch Stadium. Our forecast includes sunny skies and hot weather with a high of 91 degrees. This is KPR News.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Sasha Fein.
Still to come on Kansas Public Radio, we'll talk to an author about the highs of mountain climbing and the author's struggles with mental health. That's just ahead. But here's what else is coming up this hour. The United States built a pier in Gaza and then took it down. A $300 million pier. It's going to be reinstalled this week to deliver the final supplies of humanitarian aid. We'll have details on that as well. In just a moment, we'll look at the weather.
Support for KPR comes from the Cider Gallery, a unique gallery space featuring works by local and regional artists. Open Fridays, 1 to 5, and by appointment. Details at cidergallery.com.
Mostly sunny skies across eastern Kansas today. Temperatures will get to about 90, 91 degrees. Right now in Lawrence and in Topeka, sunny and 71. Manhattan, 70. Kansas City and Chanute, 72. And in Emporia, sunny and 71 degrees. A slight chance for rain and thunderstorms has been inserted into tonight's weather forecast. Otherwise, just humid, low of 68. Tomorrow, sunny and hot, high of 90. By Friday and Saturday, highs around 95. Sunday, 98. And by Monday, we'll be enjoying 100-degree weather. Okay, maybe not enjoying, but we'll probably hit the triple digits on Monday. Artificial intelligence is an electricity hog. Google says its total greenhouse gas emissions climbed nearly 50% over 5 years, mostly due to electricity that powers AI. data centers. More on this story in about 25 minutes here on Morning Edition.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Indeed. Designed to be...
This is NPR News.
The Department of Justice has foiled several state-sponsored assassination plots in recent years. Survivors are thankful, but moving from safe house to safe house is taking its toll.
Who is going to sell a co-op to a person being followed by killers?
Learning to live a normal life with a target on your back. On All Things Considered from NPR News.
Our afternoon news magazine begins at 3 o'clock this afternoon here on Kansas Public Radio. Laura Lorson will be your host from 3 to 7. Still to come, news headlines, and then we'll hear about the U.S.-built pier in Gaza, which will be reinstalled this week to deliver supplies of humanitarian aid. Also coming up, artificial intelligence and how much of an electricity drain AI has become. Those stories and more in the next half hour.
Live from NPR
in Town Lawrence, April through November, rain or shine. Find Lawrence Farmers Market on Facebook for more information.
Very summer-like weather in store for us here in eastern Kansas. Sunny skies, high temperatures expected around 90, 91. Tonight we have a 20% chance for showers, possibly an isolated thunderstorm or two. It will continue to be quite humid tonight, a low of 68. Tomorrow, sunny and hot, a high of 90. By Friday, a high of 95. Saturday, 95. Sunday, 98. And by Monday, it should be hot with a high of 100 degrees. Right now on the KU campus in Lawrence, sunny skies and 72 degrees at 8:34.
This is NPR News.
And this is Kansas Public Radio. 8:42 on this Wednesday morning. Thanks for joining us. Artificial intelligence is an electricity hog. In fact, Google says its total greenhouse gas emissions climbed nearly 50% over 5 years, most of that due to electricity that powers AI data centers. We'll get into this story next on Morning Edition.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, providing solutions for mold, asbestos, and other indoor environmental quality issues since 1982 for clients ranging from private homeowners to realtors to corporations. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com.
Sunny skies and hot weather today, and for several days to come, we'll have a high near 91. A 20% chance for showers and thunderstorms has been inserted into tonight's forecast by the National Weather Service. It'll be humid tonight with a low of 68. Tomorrow, sunny and hot, high of 90. Already here in Lawrence, sunny and 73 degrees. Topeka and Manhattan, sunny and 73. Kansas City and Chanute, sunny and 74. And in Emporia, sunny skies, 73 degrees. At 8:44.
Kerr, NPR News.
And a note, NPR gets financial support from both Google and Microsoft, although we cover them the same way as we would if they didn't support us. This is NPR News.
Still to come on Kansas Public Radio. Candidates in Montana's U.S. Senate race are focused on veteran issues. Former service members could actually help decide the election in Montana. A closer look at that coming up next. And then we'll talk to Ashton Hooper, a fourth grader in Salina who was born without fingers on her left hand.
When we were in Salina, I thought that I was the only person with a little hand, and some people would stare at it.
We'll meet the girl who is now finding inspiration while watching others with disabilities play golf at the U.S. Adaptive Golf Open, which is underway today in Newton, Kansas. Stay with us.
Support for KPR comes from Culinaria, featuring made-from-scratch Mediterranean-inspired cuisine, thoughtfully curated wines, and both classic and craft cocktails. Menu and more at culinariafoodandwine.com.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Montana has a big U.S. Senate race this year. A former Navy SEAL is challenging the chair of the Senate's Veterans Affairs Committee. Both are campaigning on how they...
I'm Shaylee Riker in Helena.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Jay Schaefer. Thanks for being here. This is Kansas Public Radio. The final round of the U.S. Adaptive Open for the world's best disabled golfers takes place today in Newton. As Greg Eklund reports, the event has not only created better awareness of disabled golfers, but it's proved to be inspirational for at least one young golfer from Salina.
Meet Ashton Hooper, who will be a fourth grader this fall in Salina. She made the trip to the U.S. Adaptive Open with her dad.
When we were in Salina,
participants has grown. So many people wanted to play this year that, for the first time ever, golfers had to make it through a qualifying round just to compete. In Newton, Kansas, I'm Greg Eklund.
Sophia Howard will be teeing off this morning. She's tied for the lead in the upper limb impairment category at the U.S. Adaptive Open in Newton. And incidentally, Jay Hooper and his daughter Ashton plan to follow Howard on the course again for the final round of golf. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from I2S at KU, developing and researching new technologies, educating technology professionals, and providing service to the region and nation. More at i2sresearch.ku.edu.
Stick around for classical music with Cordelia Brown. She's got a lot of it this morning. She's even got some heavenly music that is purportedly 800 years old. Heavenly music from Hildegard von Bingen coming up this morning. Also be listening for the Upstate Rag, some older music by Giovanni Gabrielli for brass, music from Handel for solo violin, and Mendelssohn's First Symphony. Those selections and much more straight ahead on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Audio Reader, our radio reading service for the blind and visually impaired. Grateful for the generosity of all donors to help meet annual programming needs. Donation information is at reader.ku.edu.
Well, here's what's going on with the weather. Sunny skies and hot conditions. A high near 91 today. Tonight we have a 20% chance for showers and storms. Otherwise humid, a low of 68. And for tomorrow, sunny and hot, a high of 90 degrees. Broadcasting since 1952, this is Kansas Public Radio, which includes KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. You'll find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. NATO leaders are beginning a fresh day of work at their summit in Washington, D.C.